This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. EU Ambassador Nona Depres plays farewell call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma emphasizes the vital role of community radios in access to information in rural areas. And fatal Russian missile strike claims 5 lives in eastern Ukraine conflict. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has instructed to take precautionary measures against possible damage caused by natural disasters during the rainy seasons and to make disaster management preparedness effective. Prime Minister Dahal this morning instructed the Inspector General of Police, Basant Kaur, asking him to be aware of the loss of property by rain-induced floods and landslide in various districts across the country. The Prime Minister has also directed to be fully active in rescue, relief and rehabilitation. Ambassador of European Union delegation to Nepal, Nona Depres, paid a farewell call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda today. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, during the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Baluwatar, they discussed the issues of bilateral interest and concerns. Similarly, a discussion was held on the issue of relations between Nepal and European Union. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda today convened a meeting with the Speaker and top leaders of three major political parties to seek potential ways for ending the ongoing stalemate in the Parliament. The meeting underway at the Prime Minister's official residence at the call of the Prime Minister himself is being attended by Speaker Devraj Khimri, former Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa, former Prime Minister and CPNUML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli, and Chief Whips of three political parties. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said that radio is still a reliable source of information in rural communities. In a program organized by the World Association of Community Radio Broadcaster, ARMARC, in Kathmandu today, Minister Sharma said that community radios can still play an important role in the prosperity of the country and said that the government has to work at a policy level to make such radios of quality. Similarly, Hasnul Haq Inu, the former Minister of Communication and Member of the Parliament of Bangladesh, said that community radios are making a great contribution to the world to raise the issues of the community. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has started the hearing process of the proposed Chief Justice Bishwambhar Prasad Shrestha. The meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee held at Singha Darbar today has decided to request a public complaint within 10 days regarding the person recommended by the Constitutional Council for the post of Chief Justice. The committee has decided to publish and broadcast public information through government media after requesting complaints about the appointment process. The Constitutional Council meeting held on the 3rd of August recommended Shrestha, a senior judge of the Supreme Court, as the Chief Justice. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Prakash Jwala has instructed the bodies concerned to make the life of the citizen easier by immediately constructing the roads and bridges damaged due to rain-triggered disaster. He issued the directive to the subordinate bodies to immediately collect the details of the damage resulting in the physical infrastructure sector following the incessant rains and to promptly start the reconstruction of the damaged structure. A person died and 6 other, including 3 children, went missing when a house was buried in landslide at Sigre of Bagmati Rural Municipality 5 in Makwanpur District. District Police Office Makwanpur informed that a house belonging to Akal Bahadur Siangtang from Sigre Devan was buried in the landslide where Siangtang's wife, Santa Maya, aged 55, was killed. According to a spokesperson at District Police Office, Tek Bahadur Karki, police have reached the site and rescue efforts are going on. The incessant rainfall that occurred since last night has caused inundation in different parts of Kathmandu Valley. Senior Superintendent of Police Dan Bahadur Karki informed that heavy rainfall occurred last night, inundated many places in the Kathmandu Valley. Police teams are making people aware to stay safe in the places near the Bagmati and Manohara rivers with regular patrol and miking. Karki added that police teams have been mobilized in different places for public awareness and safety in the wake of floods and inundation. The inundations have badly affected public life. Waterlogged roads and schools have caused sheer inconvenience to the people. One-way traffic has resumed along the Narayanganj-Mughlin Road section from 9:30 a.m. today after clearing the landslide that occurred at two places. Vehicular movement was obstructed from around 5:20 a.m. after a landslide occurred near Kalikhola off Ichha Kamana, Rural Municipality 6. Similarly, another landslide occurred at Topkhola, which is nearly 500 meters away from Kalikhola. Chief of the District Police Office, Chitwan Rameshwar Karki, said one-way traffic has resumed after removing the landslide debris from both places. Karki added that efforts are underway to clear the landslide debris using an excavator of the Road Division Office in order to resume two-way traffic. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 5 people have been killed in a Russian missile attack on residential buildings in the eastern Ukrainian town of Pokrovsk. Interior Minister Ihor Klimenko said 4 civilians and an official were killed and 31 people were injured. President Volodymyr Zelensky said there were victims in the attack but did not provide a figure. Rescue efforts are continuing. Mr. Klimenko said the first strike killed 4 civilians and that an official from the emergency services was killed in the second strike. He added the injured included 19 police officers, 5 rescuers and a child. Mr. Zelensky said the Russian attacks had struck an ordinary residential building, publishing a video of a 5-story building that had its top floor destroyed. India's parliament is set to debate a no-confidence motion that opposition parties have brought against Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. Congress Party leader Rahul Gandhi, who was reinstated as a lawmaker yesterday, will start the debate on behalf of the opposition. Lawmakers will vote on the motion on Thursday after the debate. Mr. Modi's government won't lose the vote as his Bharatiya Janata Party and his allies have a majority. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Kathmandu Valley witnessed heavy rainfall causing floods in river and streams. The Weather Forecasting Division said the federal capital saw continuous downpours since last night. The division has informed that Nepal will have rainfall for some more days as the low pressure range of the monsoon is north of the average location near Nepal. The heavy rainfall is caused also because of the monsoon wind and low pressure system around Bihar of India. Currently, there is a light to moderate rainfall in Madhesh, Bagmati, Lumbini and Gandaki provinces. Meanwhile, the division has issued alert urging people not to go near the rivers and streams which are flooded with downpour. The flood forecasting section in the division has appealed to all to stay alert till 11 a.m. as the water level was still rising in the rivers and streams. Budani, Kantasundari, Jalnagarkot and the vicinity had a heavy rainfall at 6 a.m. today. It has triggered floods in Vishnumati, Dhobikhola and Manohara rivers and streams. Those travelling on the road along the rivers must be aware. The weather forecasting bulletin of the division has mentioned that Kosi, Madhesh, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces are likely to have more rainfall while others to have light to moderate rainfall. 1 to 2 places in Kosi, Lumbini, Madhesh and Bagmati provinces are likely to have downpours coupled with thunderstorms and lightning. Currently, Nepal has the influence of monsoon air as well as the low-pressure area around Bihar, India. The axis of monsoon trough lies north of Nepal. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 27.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. European Union Ambassador Nona Depress pays farewell call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma emphasizes the vital role of community radios in access to information in rural areas. And fatal Russian missile strike claims 5 lives in eastern Ukraine conflict. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.